How's it going? Welcome to the Mindful Mostly podcast. I'm Andrea Collins, and I'm pretty into mindful living. I mean, mostly. For instance, last night, I did yoga. But instead of focusing on my breath, I mostly just stared at some girl's yoga pants that I really wanted. What? So this show is about that kind of balance. It's a wellness show, but an honest one. No judgment here, sister. This year, I want to achieve so much. I want to crush it in my career. I want to grow on the inside and lead with my soul. I want to end my unhealthy dependency on stevia. How do you guys drink black coffee? I wish. And I don't want to hold back any parts of who I am. And I think that you're the same. If you're loving Mindful Mostly, subscribe to the podcast and let me know what you think. Also, share a picture on Instagram of you listening to the podcast and make sure you tag us so we can check it out. This week, we have yogi and community builder Rochelle Taylor here to talk about what to add into your life when we're so used to depriving ourselves. Raise your hand if you're over that, right? But first, it's the Soul Nugget shout out. If you want to be featured, make sure you tag Mindful Mostly when you share your inspirational post. This one was posted by Wilderness Girls Don't Bluff, and it's Oprah's quote from the Globes this week. What I know for sure is that speaking your truth is the most powerful tool we have. Oh, how about that speech, though? Blew my damn mind. And also this one from Joanna Glenn. It says, body type. Works out, but definitely says yes to tacos. I can relate to that. Love this so much. On the line, founder of Prairie Yogi. You can find out more at prairieyogi.com is Rochelle Taylor. And this is great. You're going to tell us what to add more of into our lives rather than taking stuff away.
Exactly. Exactly. So instead of saying, I'm not going to do this or I'm not going to eat this, it's more of what are you going to add just to be happier and healthier without necessarily taking anything away.
So what's the first one?
Well, the first one is water. It's important to stay hydrated wherever you are, of course, but in the winter especially, we're so dehydrated. And when we drink more water in general, we are less hungry. Sometimes we think we're hungry when we're just thirsty. So by adding in water, we can curb cravings for certain things. Improves our skin, right? So skin looks better when we drink more water. We feel better and we're more hydrated. So even if you want to say, I'm going to add more water and I'm going to start my day with a big, tall glass of water. I like to start my day always with a cup of warm lemon water, and it's become such a beautiful part of my day, and it's hydrating and wonderful and makes you feel really good. And then if coffee is the next thing you're reaching for, at least you've started with hydrating rather than dehydrating.
So question, because I always love knowing the benefits of something. And since you started doing the warm lemon water, what have you noticed?
Well, my skin has gotten better. My digestion is better. And honestly, I'm not reaching for that cup of coffee. Like it has its own energy. It's cute to the point where my partner calls it the elixir. So every morning we both have some elixir, and it starts the day right. And when I don't, I just notice it. I feel more sluggish. I don't feel as awake. And my digestion has more of an opportunity to be off. So it's just so good on so many levels.
For sure. Now, question about heating the water. Do you use warm tap water in a lemon, or do you boil it tea style?
I boil it in a kettle always. And then I make extra, because what I actually will drink after that with breakfast is a cup of herbal tea, which is really more water, right? Herbal tea, drinking a cup of herbal tea, which has no caffeine in it, actually will have the same and more benefits than drinking just a glass of water. So by boiling the water for the hot lemon water, it's like preparing yourself to do to double hydrate.
Okay, so. Amazing. We don't want to turn into raisins, so yeah, perfect.
No, Exactly. All year round, always water. And again, in the summertime, is the hot water necessarily what you need? Maybe not. The other thing to remember is room temperature water is always best or warm. You don't want to drink ice water. It actually is harder for your digestive system to process and get the benefits and the hydration from. And really, really cold water is, again, a shock to the system. And it takes your body more energy to try to warm it up. And again, you're not getting all the benefits. So like tap our room temperature or warm water is what's best.
Too bad room temperature water sucks.
It doesn't. You get used to it. Okay. It can be a little bit chilled, fine, but just not like ice cold.
Got it.
Okay, so number two, just more vegetables. And again, instead of saying, oh, I'm going to eat less grain or less meat or less dairy or anything, because what happens when you tell yourself to eat less of something or I can't have this, you actually plant a seed in your subconscious that represses it, and then it makes you want it more. It makes it nag at you more, and you're more likely to relapse, let's call it, rather than if you just had the donut and forgot about it, right? So it's a matter of when you have the choice and you are feeling like, you know, I could eat anything right now and it would be satisfying, eat more vegetables. But now I'm going to talk about things that are going to really contribute to more so overall well-being. And when we're happier overall, we tend to make better choices anyways, right? Because we're not in this slump of feeling sorry for ourselves or wanting to comfort ourselves with food and Netflix, which yes, are great in moderation, right? But it's just like everything. So what can you add more of? More nature. Spending time in nature connects you with yourself, a deeper meaning. It reminds you a lot of how small you are in the on earth, when it can seem like your problems or what's going on in your life is like so huge and all encompassing. And when you spend quiet time in nature, that can be really wonderful. This leads me into my next one. You're moving. And so inviting more movement into your life is number four. And more movement is simply, it doesn't have to be a gym membership and X amount of squats and 90 minutes of hot yoga every day. Movement can be as simple as going for a walk every day. And so they've done these studies where people who live longer tend to have dogs because you have to walk them, right? Mm-hmm. And just like a dog needs to be walked, right, to get out that excess energy, to get things flowing, we as humans need that too. So going for walks, and even things like at work, having walking meetings instead of at a desk. And walking meetings are like LSD jobs, but so productive. And some of the best meetings me and my business partner have are walking around downtown, even where it's not necessarily, it's a little bit of a concrete jungle, but still we're moving our bodies and getting fresh air and feeling a lot better. So, and find something that you like. So often, especially when January comes around and there are all these voices and messages telling us of the new hottest thing we need to be doing, or all this girl's body looks so good and she spins five times a week, so maybe I should spin. What if you hate spinning? Then you're going to develop this awful relationship where it's like punishment to go and move, when it should be this wonderful moment where you get to connect with your body and feel really good. So that's number four. Are you ready for number five?
I'm ready.
More meditation. And meditation in a can again be something, it doesn't necessarily have to look like this transcendental oming that we picture. It's simply quiet moments with yourself. And it can happen at a red light, you know, where you just take three deep breaths and are super aware of those breaths. It can be while you're walking, right? And you're just with yourself in quiet, admiring nature and what's around you. Meditation has so many benefits that have been proven by science in terms of helping with sleep, sickness, living longer. There's so many benefits to meditation. Also, meditation has been proven to help you make better choices throughout your day, because you're able to create a pause between your thought and your action, which sometimes that'll be that moment where you go, actually, I don't need to buy that thing, or actually, I don't need to eat that thing, or I don't even want to. I know it's going to make me feel bad. So there's a really wonderful free app called Insight Timer. Mm. And It will, it has tons of guided meditations if you're wanting to start off with some guided meditations. And then there's also a timer so you can do silent meditations. And it has little, so the thing about meditation, about movement, about all of these things, it's not about doing it once. It's not about doing it once. You could meditate one day for 8 hours. It's not going to help you in the long term. It's all about doing things consistently and on the daily, right? So if you're meditating for 3 minutes every morning, that's awesome. That's a great place to start. So that's my morning ritual, my warm cup of lemon water, 5 to 10 minutes of meditation, depending on what my morning looks like. And then I get on with my day, right? So it's creating that little sacred ritual and space. And again, if I don't do it, I notice it throughout the day. I'm more irritable. I'm also more craving things that are worse for me, or making worse decisions, you know, or more fiery and reactive.
Yeah. And so it sounds like if you team it up, like you were saying, with something that you also want to have more of in your life, like if you meditate while you're drinking the warm lemon water, that's two things at once.
Exactly. It's two things at once. Do a little stretch right after, or if what you're into is doing sit-ups and push-ups, do 10 of those, right? And then you've got some movement too. Throw some spinach into your smoothie and then you're pretty much done. So take your dog for a walk and you've got all 5 of these before you've gone to work.
Done. Rochelle Taylor, thank you so much. You can find her online at prairieyogi.com. Now pass me that lemon water. It is Mindful Mostly Mission time. Yep, it is your challenge. And this episode, it's to unfollow the people that give you bad vibes. Maybe it was someone who was kind of a mean girl to you at some point, and you just get bad vibes looking at her face. Maybe it's that guy who's always posting over-the-top political shit, and you're just over it. Maybe it's an ex or your trainer who makes you feel like a human marshmallow when you look at their posts. Whoever it is, just do the old unfollow, because chances are they won't notice. And if they do, who cares, right? Life's short. And that is episode 6 of Mindful Mostly. We've had so many great guests so far. We had Carlin Ray talking about how to hear your signs from the universe. That was so dope. Melanie Tesler was talking about how to live mindfully as fuck. Also, you want to start something, finally? Listen to episode 2 with Brittany Turner. She will light a fire under your ass. There's been so many great guests. Aaron Falconer, who was talking about doing less to get more shit done. Love it. Go back and listen to any of the episodes that you've missed and make sure that you subscribe, because I'm kind of dropping them all over the place and I don't want you to miss an episode. Until then, join the community at Mindful Mostly. I'll talk to you next time.